The views and discussion expressed on this program do not necessarily represent those of the hosts of the program, WMKV, Maple Knoll Communities, WLHS, the Lakota Local School District, or staff and management. The information and advice presented are educational in nature and not intended to be taken as specific legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Always consult with your own legal, accounting, or other professional before making any investment. Welcome to Real Life Real Estate Investing, a show to help you gain financial freedom by investing in real estate. Brought to you by the Real Estate Investors Association of Cincinnati and the Ohio Real Estate Investors Association. You're listening to Real Life Real Estate Investing on WMKV, WLHS, and the Maple Knoll Radio Network. And now your host, Vina Jones Cox.
Good afternoon. I am Vina Jones Cox, and this is Real Life Real Estate Investing, where this week is every week. We're working our little fingies to the bone to make sure you get the information and inspiration you need to start or grow your own real estate investing business. And this week, we are having a special interactive follow-up to last week's program with Donna Bauer. It was about notes. It feels like everybody in the world is suddenly interested in notes as if they had just been invented. We've been talking about this for 30 years, people. And we had so many questions that we decided to do a special note question and answer week just for Donna. And she's here in the studio with me. She, get your note questions ready, because y'all have these questions that you send in randomly over the course of the month, and sometimes I can't answer them, and you should always ask them while the person who can answer them is here. We can take your call today at 877-772-9658. Again, 877-772-9658. You can take the easy way out and send an email to vinaradio@gmail.com. That's V like in Victor, E-N-A, radio@gmail.com. Or you can even send us a text at 513-432-4961. 513-432-4961. Didn't come in here with a bunch of pre-prepared questions, guys. This is your questions and Donna's answers this week, not my questions and Donna's answers this week. So while we are waiting for the calls and emails and texts to start coming in, a couple of quick announcements. The Real Estate Investors Association of Greater Cincinnati has its annual expo tomorrow night. That's the Tri-State Real Estate Investing Expo. Dozens of vendors, hundreds of local investors to come network with. It's just a really good night to just like build your team and meet up with people and get your questions answered. And it is free to anybody who wants to attend, except that you got to get a ticket. Okay. You got to go to CincinnatiRIA.com and you got to get a ticket, because otherwise we don't know you're coming. We won't have your name tag ready to print out. We won't have free food for you. So please, CincinnatiRIA, is where you want to go to get that ticket. Also, while you are there, you might want to check out this Saturday, because Donna is doing an all-day presentation called the Note Buyer's Thrival Guide. We've been doing those Thrival Guides all year this year to just kind of make sure everybody understands what's happening in these different strategies in the very, very different market of 2026. This is not 2 years ago, and the way you're going to do these things and evaluate them and think of the risk and all of that sort of stuff is different now than it was. And so Donna is going to be teaching that from the note perspective. That is a very inexpensive and also money back guaranteed class. And if you can't come in person on Saturday, we're going to record the whole thing and then we will send you the recordings next week. So again, CincinnatiRIA.com to find out more about that. It is Note Q&A week, and we are going to start with what is in our email box here, Donna. This is a question from Dana, who describes herself as a faithful listener. She's also a RIA GC member. She says, "Ambiguity is my kryptonite." Tell me about the note. Is it part of the property purchasing paperwork? And then if I want to buy it, we pull it out as reference and that's how I find out what I'm buying? Is it sort of like a real estate contract?
That's a good question. A note is part of a real estate purchase, and it is when you are borrowing money, the note is the promise to pay the money back. Okay. And the mortgage is the security for the note. So if, as the borrower, you do not pay the note, the mortgage would allow the lender to foreclose and take the property back, sell it, and recoup their money.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what a note in a mortgage is. Now, what happens is if someone carries back a mortgage, that means instead of you, the buyer, going out and getting a bank loan, they say, hey, I'll be the bank. You can pay me over the next 20 years. And you start making payments to them, and a year into it, their life falls apart, or they want to travel the world, or whatever's going on in their life, and they need money. And they're going, why in the world did we agree that we would accept her money for 20 years? Well, not to worry for you, because your terms never change. But what can happen is I could step in and I could buy the remaining payments from that original home seller. So what would happen is then you would just continue making payments to me. Mm-hmm. And that's how we make money on mortgages, by buying the mortgage that someone else has already created.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can create mortgages. That's a whole different ballgame.
Well, that's actually part of her second question here. So Dana, yes, there would be a note and a mortgage. That is, as I'm talking to you now as a potential note buyer, Dana, there would be a note and a mortgage that you needed to look at both of those things before you considered putting any money out for them, because it's important that they be written correctly and that they have the mortgage have been recorded correctly and all of those sorts of things. But her next question, I think, is more about, like, if I wanted to be the one, if I had the house and I wanted to be the one to carry the note to sell the house, she wants to know, what is the outline from creation of the note through the closing and the title company, and where does it go after that?
Okay. Well, there's two parts to it. The first thing is that you would create the note. You make your deal with whoever's going to buy the house from you, and you structure a note in a mortgage that they promise to pay you $200,000 for the house, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an attorney prepare the mortgage. So
that was an important thing to say. you heard that part, right, Dana? Because sometimes people just try and have AI create their notes.
Oh, please do.